This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
So we will keep you posted on what's going on with practice today. About 11:15, they'll get started, and we'll know whether or not he is practicing. And if he is, I don't know that that means definitively that they're going to say he's in for Sunday. Quinn will talk probably sometime around noon, maybe later than that. But we will keep you as in the loop as we can on that. But right now, you know, I'm going to give you, you know, my keys to a win over the Bears with kind of either quarterback, because honestly, I don't think that that is top priority. Again, don't mistake me for saying or thinking that, oh, we're fine with Marcus Mariota. I think they're fine with Marcus Mariota. They're not as fine as they would be with Jaden. A healthy Jaden Daniels is a game changer, clearly, at the position. We all understand that. All right. Washington beats the Bears on Sunday. If they get stops on defense, I think this is honestly between now and the rest of the season. And, you know, they're going to play some teams that won't be great offensively. And they're really not going to play many teams that are great offensively. I mean, and looking at their schedule, I guess, you know, the Eagles certainly are getting better. The Falcons are certainly capable offensively, but they've got some bad offensive teams. You know, the Giants, the Steelers, the Titans, the Saints, who knows who will be playing quarterback at that point. The Cowboys are certainly capable offensively as a pass offense. But I think a theme to the rest of the season is going to be week in and week out. Defensively, what are they now? Or have they gotten better? Have they improved? Do they have an ability to stop teams that are capable of moving the football? Because the three teams they've played that are capable of moving the football have not only moved the football and scored points, but they've done it at an alarming rate. You know, until they start getting stops consistently week in and week out, this will be the theme. Because Tampa Bay, Cincinnati, and Baltimore. I went back and just went and looked at what those three teams did, and I know the opener is kind of its own standalone weird game, but let's include it for now anyway. Tampa Bay, Cincinnati, and Baltimore had 23 offensive drives against Washington, not counting, you know, run-out-the-clock drives or kneel-downs. They scored on 19 of the 23. That is a borderline unheard of hit rate. On the four drives that those three teams didn't score on, they punted twice. So Washington only forced two punts against those three opponents. They missed a field goal, and then there was the one turnover, the San Ristil interception in the Baltimore game, which really was more about the only bad throw that Lamar made all day. Those three teams averaged 33.3 points per game against Washington, 433 yards per game. They converted 64% of their third down opportunities, 100% on fourth down. Washington was 1-2 in those games, right? They beat Cincinnati in a shootout, and that's why, you know, we've said week in and week out here, even though defensively there are concerns against better offensive teams, it doesn't mean that they can't win those games. Because they are capable offensively of keeping up, like they did against Baltimore and nearly had a chance there, like they did obviously in Cincinnati. Now, Chicago is not the same as Baltimore or Cincinnati or even Tampa, for that matter, a healthy Tampa team. They're not the same, but they have really improved. And they've improved with good scheme, with good play calling, and good execution, including from the quarterback. But I want to make sure that you understand, I want them to get stops this week. I think there's a better chance of getting stops against the Bears than if they were playing a really good offensive team like Baltimore or Cincinnati. Chicago's not those teams, but they're much better than Carolina, much better than Cleveland, much better than the Giants, and they're playing their best football right now. The Bears have, in their current three-game winning streak, they've been averaging 31 points a game. They're 9-for-12 in the red zone in the three-game winning streak. Caleb's just simple traditional statistical numbers, 74% completion percentage, 7 touchdowns, 1 pick. He's rushed the ball 14 times for 102 yards. In watching him, and going back and watching the last two games, the Jacksonville game and the Carolina game, they're doing a lot. Shane Waldron, the OC, is doing a lot to help him. I mean, there's more quick game. There's a lot of screens. They've been running the ball effectively, so you've got some real good play action opportunities. But it's also him. You know, it's the coordinator, but it's him. He's processing it quicker. He's seeing it quicker. The ball's out on time. It's not always accurate. You know, he's missed some. He hasn't given his the receivers, except for on screens, opportunities to sort of run afterwards. And they've got some good yards after catch guys. But he has done a nice job. And I think it's a combination of him and Shane Waldron, the OC, who, by the way, was here on Jay Gruden's staff back in 2016. And then went with Sean McVay to L.A. And then he was in Seattle. And now he is with Matt Eberflus in Chicago, coaching Caleb Williams. But you know, like, here's another thing just to give you an idea of, in the first three games, they weren't running as much quick game. They weren't running as much screen. He got sacked 13 times in three games. He's only been sacked 7 times in the last three games. His passer rating is 125. His QBR average-wise in the last two games, 85. I still see occasionally him missing here and there, but he's much more comfortable. And they've done a good job of giving him things to get comfortable with. They've got talent offensively. They've got really good receivers. They've got playmakers on that offense. And they've been humming to a certain degree. DeAndre Swift has averaged 4.8 yards per carry and has 3 rushing touchdowns in the last three games. He's been a legit pass threat in the screen game especially. They've got 3 big-time receivers, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, the rookie from Washington. They've got Cole Kmet at tight end. Roschon Johnson, the backup running back, is, you know, pretty good. He'll get some carries. He can catch the ball. Khalil Herbert, remember him? He had a big game against Washington when they blew out the Skins 40-20 last year in October on Thursday Night Football. I think he's on the trade block, Denton. They're not playing him recently. I think he's actually a really good back. But they're not playing him, which tells me they're probably trying to move him. Chicago, while not Baltimore or Cincinnati or even Tampa, they are more capable than what Washington faced last week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago in Cleveland, you know, or the Giants or even Arizona, I think, to a certain degree. Arizona's got the wild card and the quarterback, but they didn't really use the wild card against Washington for some unknown reason. So how does Washington get those stops? Because my number one key to beating the Ravens is for the defense to come up with some stops. You know, don't let, you know, here, Tampa, 7 out of 8 scores, drives. 6 out of 7 for Cincinnati. The one drive they didn't score on was the missed field goal. Baltimore, 6 for 8. You can't have that. You know, you can't give up 4. You can't give up 5 for 8, 5 for 7. If it's 5 for 9, 5 for 10, that's okay, as long as you are good in the red zone, and they've been outstanding offensively in the red zone. How do they get stops? I think first and foremost, they have to do one thing that they've been doing consistently, and they've pretty much been doing this since week one. The culture, the style, the personality, the promise that Dan Quinn made about what we would think of his team, win or lose, is that they were going to play fast, they were going to hustle, they were going to play relentlessly with a high motor. They've been doing that defensively. They have been. They've been tackling much better. They pursue well. That has to be a given for this defense every week. You've got to have that when you're not overloaded with high-level personnel. Secondly, you've got to stop the run. You know, you got to be consistently gap sound. You've got to tackle well. Because here's the thing. If you don't stop the run, you know, and you give a quarterback like Caleb Williams the opportunity to be, you know, a versatile, two-dimensional, you don't know what's coming next. Is it quick game? Is it screen? Is it DeAndre Swift? Is it play action? You're not going to hold up. This defense isn't going to hold up against that. So you've got to stop the run. The Bears have very good play action off of their run game. Again, Swift averaging 4.8 yards per carry in the last three games. They got to hold them to less than four. It's got to be like 3.9 or less per carry. You got to be aware of screens with this team. Waldron's dialing up, you know, plays that are easy for Caleb to get to and to get confident with. You know, they've got quick and bubble screens. They've got traditional running back screens. They've got tight end screens. You've got to pursue well. You got to tackle well. You got to be aware because they're getting some chunk yards on some of those plays. So, number one, Washington beats Chicago if defensively they step up and they get enough stops. You know, again, I would say if Chicago has 9 or 10 possessions, you got to get them off the field with punts or turnovers on 4 or 5 of them. You know, even if they end up with 5 scoring drives, 3 field goals, 2 touchdowns, that's 23 points. You can score 23 and win the game, more than 23 and win the game. Number two, turnover margin is going to be huge in this game because the Bears have really been a good takeaway team. They are plus 6 in turnover margin during their 3-game win streak. They are currently tied for 3rd in the league in overall turnover margin. They're 3rd in the league, 3rd in the league in takeaways. Washington's overall turnover margin is fine, you know, this year, but it's not because of takeaways. It's because they're not giving the ball away. But Chicago has 13 takeaways in 6 games. Washington has 6 takeaways in 7 games. You give the Bears extra possessions during the game, your chances of winning the game against them are diminished. You can't lose the turnover margin battle, you know, in a big way. They've been plus 3, plus 2, plus 1 in their games over the last 3 weeks. And that's been a big reason why they've won by 2 big margins, and then they won by 6 over the Rams to start this win streak. Number 3, Jalen Johnson, number 1 jersey-wise for the Bears, cornerback, is an absolute beast. Monster year in 2023, got the big contract in the offseason, and he has been outstanding again. He's right there, Denton. Jalen Johnson, when you watch him, and I watched the last 2 games, he is, I don't know if I'd put him at Sauce Gardner or Pat Surtain's level, but he's not far from it. I think there's a chance he travels, he stars, he covers Terry wherever Terry goes. I think you can't throw in his direction. You're asking for trouble. Look, I trust Terry. You know, if you want to give him a go ball in a one-on-one 50-50, Terry's a great contested catch guy. Got it. You're just not going to make a living. You're not going to get more production than less going after Jalen Johnson. This will be fun to watch what Kingsbury does. You know, how he uses Terry to get him away from Jalen Johnson. Because we're not big as a motion team. Formationally, you know, will they bunch him up? How will they? Will they use him out of the back? Who knows? But you don't. You want to get Terry involved in the game. You don't want to take him out of the game. But you've got to be aware that Chicago's Jalen Johnson is an absolute stud corner. Now, Brisker, their safety, is on the injury report. He's a very good player, a ball hawk guy, too. Chicago's pass defense is 2nd in the league per the DVOA metric. They're 7th in the league in third down stops. Number 4 on Washington beats the Bears, if you got to protect in drop back, if you do have to go, look, if Marcus Mariota is playing and you can't run the football, and I'll get to that in a moment, I think it's going to be a long day because he's not a drop-back quarterback. Jaden is. If it's Jaden and you are forced to go drop back a lot, you got to protect because the Bears right now are second overall in the NFL in next-gen's pass rush win rate. And let me give you the players that are getting it done. Montez Sweat, Darrell Taylor, number 52. This dude is a pass rusher. Their interior guys, number 99, I think his name is Dexter. This dude can get pressure. The other guy is all right. Billings, I think his name is. You've got to protect because they'll be disruptive. And, you know, I feel great with number 5 back there and his ability to create and go off platform and, by the way, hang in the pocket and throw the football accurately, but you've got to protect. And look, Washington's offensive line, other than Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury, the record, that's probably the biggest surprise for a lot of people so far this year. They are the number one run block win rate team in the NFL per Next Gen. They are number 6 in pass block win rate. The offensive line has been outstanding this year. I would say specifically the interior, Biotish, Allegretti, Cosme, but Wiley's a hell of a run blocker as well. You know, Brandon Coleman, the combination of Coleman and Lucas, Coleman in particular has had really good moments. I think most of you kind of understood that the offensive line's a lot better than you thought it would be, but I don't know if every one of you knew that they are the number one run-blocking offensive line in the league right now, and number 6 in pass-blocking. Lastly, Washington beats the Bears if... I think you got to run the football. Like last week, I said Carolina's just terrible defensively. They can't stop the run. Chicago's the number 2 pass defense in the NFL. They're not a great run defense. Teams have run the ball against them. And look, this will be the first team since Richardson and Indianapolis that has a dual threat quarterback, no matter who the quarterback is. So running the football and staying, you know, two-dimensional. You know, being versatile offensively and doing what you've done. You know, it's almost like get stops on defense and do what you've done offensively. That's simplifying the keys to any one of their games, you know, without any kind of detail behind it. Because what they've done offensively is they've been the best team in the league at possessing the football in terms of points per drive, in terms of punts per drive. They've had the formula offensively. They've run it when they've been able to run it. They've thrown it when they've been able to throw it. They've been balanced. They've been unbalanced. It hasn't mattered. They have moved the football. They are a really good offensive football team. And in these games, when you are a bit more concerned about whether or not your defense will hold up, versus, you know, what you were last week or against Cleveland, certainly, or against the Giants. Your best defense has to be your offense. They got to control the football. They've got to score, you know, continue with this ridiculous 3.5 points per drive number. It's almost double the team that's in second right now. They are lethal offensively as a scoring and a move-the-sticks offense. Not to mention, they can be super explosive as well. We saw that, you know, in the Cleveland game. You know, they had 7 explosives in that game. So the 5 keys, get stops, turnover margin will be big because Chicago's feasted off it. Jalen Johnson, be careful. You don't want to go at him too much. You got to protect in drop back mode. They've done a good job of that, but Chicago can get after the passer. And then offensively, just do what you've been doing. But I think this week it's run the football. I think you can run the football against Chicago. We'll have our prediction later on in the show. All right, I want to come back to, and we will, wait, do we have Ben now?
We're going to see if he can move to 11.
Okay. I got a little confused there. We've had Ben forever at 12, and last week we started at 10:35, and you did tell me before the show started that we were doing Ben in the first hour. and I just went blank. Do you think he can do 11?
I had just recently texted him, so we will see what he can do.
Okay. Not great at sort of managing the agenda today, I don't think. But it's all right. We got good stuff today. We'll get Ben on the show, hopefully.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Next or at 11 a.m. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.